I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA. I woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Mama always
said I'd be the chosen one. President Biden last night, he lashed out following special counsel Robert Hur's report that found the president, quote, willfully retained classified documents. The report referred to him as an elderly man with a poor memory, but Hur did not recommend in this report criminal charges. Watch what went down last night.
President Biden, something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning and I'm an elderly man and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president and I put this country back on its feet.
Well, after defending his memory, the president went on to confuse foreign leaders again. This time it was the presidents of Mexico and Egypt. Watch what happened.
As you know, initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side. I've been pushing really hard to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza.
Well, yeah, he kind of wandered around. He got the wrong name. He used the name of the Mexican president, reference opening the gates of Mexico. That would not help those trying to get out of Gaza. So you can lay it on the fact that it's just a misspeak or more evidence of his decline. I'll leave it to you. And again, I remind you, if you've ever known someone going through that kind of thing, it's heartbreaking to watch. I've had relatives go through it. I've seen other people deal with their relatives, and it's just they're not the person they were. They're not. And to that extent, I feel for Biden on his cognitive ability slipping. But he should not be commander-in-chief and dealing with it. While dealing with it, I should point out. And I also want to remind you of something else. For those who like to punch him simply because he's having this, it could happen to you. You could have it soon, or a member of your family. Would you want to be mocked for something that's recurring in many lives? It's almost like for men, they're told, you know, if you live long enough, you're going to have prostate cancer. It may kill you, or it may just come at a time that you're going to die anyway. This kind of dementia, early stages, at his age, not at all uncommon. And then you take it and it hits someone in their 40s, which it does from time to time. It's really just rips everything up. So I don't take any joy at all in the sense of what he's dealing with. But you cannot, in my view, and we had Hans von Spakovsky on the previous hour talking about the ruling by the special counsel Robert Hur, where he added some commentary that the Democrats are calling out as that's just vicious and mean and cruel type thing. But Hans said it's still no reason not to prosecute if you think that because he might be seen as old, feeble, not stable of mind, that you can't file charges and prosecute. Now, of course, there are the cases where someone is actually judged incompetent to stand trial. So if Biden wanted to go down that trail, if he were facing the charges, if Hur decided to pursue, then he might want someone to declare him incompetent. Many of us know already he's incompetent, has nothing to do with his memory, has to do with his policy, and bowing down and kissing the feet of the squad members and what they want. And part of it being the immigration issue. I'm going to deal with that before we wrap up this segment. Let me set the stage for you. Glad to have you with us. Here we are, Feb 9, 2024. This is the second of 2 hours of Larry Connors, USA, back-to-back for you. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. You can't miss us. But in the event you do, you can always pull up audio and our video as a podcast at Larry Connors USA Facebook, Twitter, Rumble, or News Talk STL Facebook, Twitter, Rumble. And yes, we do stream video when we're on the air live. You simply go to Larry Connors USA, or you go to News Talk STL, Facebook, Twitter, Rumble. It's on all three of those as well. And then the podcasts are put up later in case you missed something. And if you go to listen to Hans because you missed it earlier, make sure you also push share and let others in your family, your relatives, your circle know what he had to say about Biden and his current situation, and also regard the 25th Amendment, and also regarding the Supreme Court and some of the arguments presented yesterday to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. The ruling, by the way, of the court, Hans agreed near the end that it will probably come certainly before March Super Tuesday, and that's early March, so it's going to happen before then, and certainly even much sooner. Could come as, you know, early as over the weekend or Monday. We'll see. Now, Biden last night had made the decision, or someone made it for him, and he agreed. It'd be a good idea for you to go out and address the press because you were found basically that you didn't do anything willfully on one hand, and on the other hand is that they're not filing charges. That's the key point. Whether or not he did willfully or not, the bottom line was a special counsel said we're not going to file any charges. So that's what he wanted to come out and declare. Now, someone in the White House and those around said, be good for you to get out there in front of the reporters and deal with it. Or maybe he insisted on doing it. Whoever made the decision, it was a bad idea. Listen to one part of the exchange between Biden and reporters.
Mr. President, for months when you were asked about your age, you would respond with the words, watch me. Many American people have been watching, and they have expressed concerns about your age.
That is not the judgment of the press.
They express concerns about your mental acuity. They say that you are too old. Mr. President, in December, you told me that you believe there are many other Democrats who could defeat Donald Trump. So why does it have to be you now? What is your answer to that question?
Because I'm the most qualified person in this country to be president of the United States and finish the job I started.
Why are you confusing names of world leaders?
I did not share classified information. I did not share it.
With your ghostwriter?
With my ghostwriter. I did not. Guarantee you did not.
Well, no, he did not say that.
He did not say that.
I did not say that. As I said, the first hour sounded like an old man, any man really, but our woman. Get off my grass. I did not say that. And you're wrong. He did not say it. Oh, he was fired up. I mean, I don't know what he might have been on when he walked out there, but it quickly became apparent that he was not going to stand there and just be totally indifferent. He was fired up. But again, the actual ruling was from Special Counsel Robert Hur, specifically noted that he did willfully mishandle classified documents, but then added the other side of the sword, and that is prosecution is unlikely due to the challenges of providing willful intent beyond a reasonable doubt and Biden's sympathetic public image, which gets back to his cognitive decline. At one point, Biden apparently in the midst of these 5 hours over 2 days, October 8th and 9th, the day after it started the day after the Hamas attack on Israel. So he was balancing that, and he even used that as part of a reasoning and talking to the prosecutor, said, well, I'm, you know, I got an international crisis on my hand building. I've got to deal with that. And he could have used that legitimately as an excuse to say, I can't sit down for questions right now, certainly for 5 hours. And quite honestly, the more I hear that he did it for 5 hours over a period of 2 days, I'm a little ticked off with Hamas and everything going on at that time that he was spending time on trying to present that I'm a good guy and I did everything as needed when it came to classified materials. I wanted our commander-in-chief to be on top of the other. Can he walk and do two things at once? I would certainly hope so. But priority is the issue. And just simply coming out and trying to make a case that I did nothing wrong with any classified materials. And in one part, he apparently referred to something he gave that was classified. And that got raised as a question by the reporters. And here again, Biden, oh, he holds nothing back.
Let me answer your question. The fact of the matter is, what I didn't want repeated, I didn't want him to know, and I didn't read it to him, was I had written a long memorandum to President Obama why we should not be in Afghanistan. And I was of multiple pages. And so what I was referring to, I said classified, I should have said it was should be private because it was a contact between the president and the vice president as to what was going on. That's what he's referring to. It was not classified information in that document. That was not classified.
I'm going to have to give him a pass on that because, yes, if he said classified when it should have been confidential or something of that nature, he just meant that it's a private communication between the vice president and president. No national security issues at stake. But he wanted to fire back on that, and he had every reason to on that one. And then, of course, even if you're going to say he took classified materials when he had no right to do so, he was not president, he was vice president or senator, he has an answer for that one as well.
My memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen? You know, I guess I just forgot what was going on.
Mr. President.
If voters have concerns about your age, how are you going to assuage them? And do you fear that this report is only going to fuel further concerns about your age?
Only by some of you.
Mr. President, you have criminal liability today. Do you take responsibility for at least being careless with classified material?
I take responsibility for not having seen exactly what my staff was doing. It goes in and points out things that appeared in my garage, things that came out of my home, things that were moved not by me, but my staff. By my staff.
Put the blame on the staff. And the White House Deputy Press Secretary echoing other remarks from the White House. The memories of the president is accurate or appropriate. The report uses highly prejudicial language, inappropriate criticism of the president's memory, inaccurate, gratuitous, and wrong. Well, they can make that argument, and they are. I dealt with that in more detail in the first hour, so you may want to go back and pull that hour up in case you missed it. Now to the border battle, one of the more ignorant statements, let me put it this way, one of the more recent ignorant statements made by Democrat, Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, MSNBC.
The negotiation didn't have a path to citizenship. It was entirely on their terms in order to get Ukraine funding, right?
Well, I mean, Chris, that's been a failed play for 20 years. So right. You are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe. And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country.
Undocumented Americans in this country? You mean undocumented illegals? They're not Americans. They are illegal. And you care more about them? Those are the people we care about most in this country? That, again, Connecticut Senator Murphy. Now, Kristen Sinema, who's independent now in Arizona, she was part of that bill trying to pass through that farce border bill. But when you listen to her explanation, you find some points that are valid. And let's begin with how she says the border bill they did present had value.
I agree Border security is a national security issue. My state bears the brunt of this crisis every single day. And that's why we work to craft this legislation. Now, if the Senate were willing to get on the bill today, we could have an open amendment process, address concerns about the legislation, and then pass it and go to a conference. But it seems unfortunate that many of my colleagues have chosen not to even debate the legislation, but as you noted, within 24 hours of the bill's release, have changed their mind and said that they don't actually want to secure the border. Now, that benefits people on both sides of the aisle.
Both Democrats and Republicans
are probably pretty happy that we're not going to do anything about border security.
No.
But as Arizona senator, I can tell you this is devastating to my state.
No, Senator Sinema. No Republican said we're happy to not close the border. We want it closed before we give any money to Ukraine. Close it. Don't give us some half-baked idea. But again, she's trying to explain what it was going to do.
What our bill does do is close the border during times of high traffic. I do want to note, every single day this year, the border would have been closed had my bill become law. Every single day this year, because the number of people coming is so high. We end catch and release, of course, by expanding detention and then removing people from the country quickly. And we pay in our bill for either sending them back to Mexico or putting them on planes and sending them back home to their own countries. Now, Remain in Mexico works, but only for the people that Mexico will take back. If they refuse to take back folks from certain countries, we have to repatriate them to their home countries or to another third country that will take them. And Senator Lankford and I worked closely to ensure that we were creating safe third country policies to prevent people from coming here when they could resettle in another country and to quickly repatriate them when they don't qualify for asylum.
Or they don't qualify for asylum when they're coming here for economic reasons and or nefarious reasons. And again, she said, my bill would have kept all these folks from coming in. We already have a constitution and we have a border law already, and we have for decades kept an invasion of this type from happening. We don't need that border bill you're trying to put in to make sure Ukraine gets money. And she admits, yes, Biden is failing.
We actually have to change the asylum policy standards to make it harder for people to actually get asylum. Right now, people who are economic migrants just claim asylum and get to come into the country. We need to change that law, and President Trump asked to change that law as well. But what our bill does that is different than we've seen in former laws is we mandate, we require the administration to implement these policies like the border closure. We don't just say you can't do it if you want to. We require the administration to do that.
But that requires enforcement. Just because it's in the words on a sheet of paper doesn't mean it's going to happen. That's what we're hearing from ranchers for 2,000 miles along that southwest border.
You're exactly right. And that's why our legislation specifically created right to sue for states to sue the federal government if they failed to implement the law.
And you know what that would be? Numerous lawsuits, that's all. And we'd still have illegals coming across. If Biden's not going to enforce what we've got, he will not be enforcing that one either. All right, the much maligned Tucker Carlson, at least by the leftist press, did sit down for the interview with Vladimir Putin. You would have thought, according to the leftists, he's a commie. But we'll let you hear some of that. Lock and load, coming up.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Question, do you know what vermiculite is? It is an insulation in the attics of hundreds of thousands of homes and public buildings. Looks like kitty litter, but often contains asbestos. Wellington Environmental is the largest company in the Midwest that can remove that hazard for you. Wellington has what is called the General, a powerful industrial vacuum that can suck vermiculite out of the attic. Hang on. There's something else you should know. Many of you might qualify for up to a $4,000 rebate. You should at least contact Wellington to see if you qualify. And here's something else. Wellington arrives at the time they give you, not sometime within 4 hours. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. WellingtonSTL.com. WellingtonSTL.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
Talk radio made in St. Louis.
Very exciting for what you guys are doing for the St. Louis community.
For St. Louis.
Relevant local talk.
Saying what we are thinking.
This is News Talk STL.
No, you guys are awesome. I love you. And it really, it's a tremendous honor to be on the station.
News, analysis, and opinion.
Thanks for us covering the local angle.
Oh, people, this is America.
We better open our eyes.
Really local? Really good.
News Talk STL at 1019 941 and NewsTalkSTL.com.
Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield has some great events coming up this month. Here's one to mark on your calendar. Feb 15, Scott Biancardi from STL Cigars will be hand-rolling smokes right there in front of you. Feb 15, plus Stolock whiskey tasting, all happening at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. I'm often in for a smoke. If I'm there, make a point to introduce yourself. And for more events, follow Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook.
Hey, St. Louis, my name is Rob Carter. My new primetime show will explore the collaboration between corrupt media and our corrupted political system. From manipulated elections, open borders, mandated medicines, and unconstitutional lockdowns, what is going on? The Rob Carter Show. Let's talk about it on The Rob Carter Show. Join me weeknights from 8 to 10 p.m. on News Talk STL.
Rob Carter, live and local, weeknights at 8 on News Talk STL. This is News Talk STL.
Well, I started out with one lone dollar, gambled with a man, and I won me another. Bought me a gun, and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA. Ways.
One of our senior United States senators from the state of New York, Chuck Schumer, said yesterday, I believe, that we have to continue to fund the Ukrainian effort or U.S. soldiers, citizens could wind up fighting there. How do you assess that?
Well, if somebody has the desire to send regular troops, that would certainly bring humanity to the brink of very serious global conflict. This is obvious. Do the United States need this? What for? Thousands of miles away from your national territory. Don't you have anything better to do? You have issues on the border, issues with migration, issues with the national debt, more than $33 trillion. You have nothing better to do, so you should fight in Ukraine?
Those are very good questions raised by the Russian president. And a good question from Tucker Carlson. Now, keep in mind, when he announced that he was going to go interview Putin, immediately the leftists and the state-controlled media cried foul. He is a traitor. In fact, former Illinois Congressman Kensinger called him exactly that, that he's a traitor, simply because he goes to Russia to talk to the Russian leader and ask questions, as any journalist should be able to do, without being labeled a traitor. And Tucker Carlson made it very clear. He said, we're not asking you to agree with Putin says, but you should hear what he thinks because you keep contributing to the war in Ukraine and why are we there and what is the next step and so forth. He covered that and other things as well. But he was referring in that question to Putin, one of our senators. He mentioned Senator Schumer, and that's who he was referring to. The other day had made it clear when their farce border bill got shot down, and he said, well, you know what, if you don't do this, if we don't get this money for Ukraine, because that's really what he's after, not securing the border. They attached a little border nonsense with it. It's like a sled when it should have wheels. There are no wheels on this one. You have to drag it behind you to get it anywhere. But Schumer said, if not, you might have American boys and girls, he should have added, inside Ukraine, fighting Russia, boots on the ground. We don't want that. And he knows it. And he thought that would be a good scare point to put pressure on the opposition to fold and just do whatever Schumer says. Do what he says. Give him the money for Ukraine. So when Tucker Carlson brings that question up with Putin, you have to love it. He said, you guys don't have anything better to do with your $33 trillion debt, your open border immigration issue? I mean, he's right on top of U.S. politics and our economy and everything else, more so than some of the lefties out there who are just floating around in space till they can find something to attach themselves to. And he was right on point. That is not where we should be investing not only lives, but any more capital. Although even Senator Ted Cruz said, I voted for every appropriations bill for Ukraine, and I will probably continue because I think it is vital and important that we hold Russia at bay at that point, but I'm not going to do it until we truly close the border. Not saying we're going to give Biden emergency authority to do it. He doesn't need emergency authority. He could shut it down today. When he came in, it was shut down. Did Trump have authority? Yes, he did. When Obama is putting up and securing illegals coming across and was adding additional border security, did he have the right to do it? Yes, he did. But they want to tell you, no, you got to have our bill or nothing. Well, no, we're not going to buy that little bag of poop you got over there. We're not going to go for it. And then Putin continued on the issue with Russia and Tucker Carlson saying, well, what is an option for Ukraine?
Wouldn't it be better to negotiate with Russia, make an agreement, already understanding the situation that is developing today, realizing that Russia will fight for its interests to the end?
So I just want to make sure I'm not misunderstanding what you're saying. I don't think that I am. I think you're saying you want a negotiated settlement to what's happening in Ukraine.
Right. And we made it. We prepared a huge document in Istanbul that was initialed by the head of the Ukrainian delegation. He affixed his signature to some of the provisions, not to all of it. He put his signature, and then he himself said, we were ready to sign it, and the war would have been over long ago, 18 months ago. However, Prime Minister Johnson came, talked us out of it, and we missed that chance.
He's talking about UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. That claim has been made previously, blaming Johnson for scuttling any negotiation that might have ended the Ukraine war months ago. The response from the former UK Prime Minister, he's always said it's nonsense. And in an interview with the Times in January, Boris Johnson strongly denied the claims, calling them again total nonsense, Russian propaganda. He asserted that during his conversation with Zelensky, following those peace talks in Istanbul, he had expressed concerns about the nature of the potential agreement, but said he would give unwavering UK support for Ukraine. Well, Putin says, no, you scuttled what we had in goal. We would have stopped everything. So he wants to blame it on the UK former prime minister. Tucker Carlson brought up another very good issue. And for those who thought he was going to go there and just play puppet for Putin, the questions he's raised are legitimate and they're tough, and he doesn't waver off of them. He asked them. One of them dealt with the Nord Stream pipeline explosions. Remember that? 26th of September, 2022, a series of underwater explosions and gas leaks occurring on Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2. Those are two of the 23 gas pipelines between Europe and Russia. The intent was these two were going to transport natural gas direct from Russia to Germany through the Baltic Sea. Majority of the operation owned by a Russian majority-owned state gas company. Now, prior to the leaks, the pipelines were filled with natural gas, but they were not transporting it because at that time, Russia had already invaded Ukraine. And then on the 26th of September, an explosion was detected, a pressure drop in one of the pipes, natural gas began escaping. 17 hours later, the same thing happened to the other. They were all in the international water sections, but within economic zones of Denmark, and Sweden. So Denmark, Germany, and Sweden all started investigations. And even as of now, or as of January, just last month, they want to describe them as sabotage, but they have no official conclusions and no official blame. So that was part of the question that Tucker Carlson asked Putin.
Who blew up Nord Stream?
You for sure.
I was busy that day. Nate, I did not blow up Nord Stream. Thank you, though.
You personally may have an alibi, but the CIA has no such alibi.
Do you have evidence that NATO or the CIA did it?
You know, I won't get into details, but people always say in such cases, look for someone who is interested. But in this case, we should not only look for someone who is interested, but also for someone who has capabilities.
And motive? Good answer, again, by Putin. And good question by Carlson. And he asked the question that I really hoped he would ask. And that deals with Evan Gershkovich. He's an American journalist, reported the Wall Street Journal, covering Russia. He's been detained by Russia's Federal Security Service on charges of espionage since March of last year. We're coming up almost a full year he's been held. Now, that's the first time a journalist working for an American outlet had been arrested on charges of spying in Russia since the Cold War. And they continue to hold him. So Tucker Carlson raised that issue.
I just got to ask you one last question, and that's about someone who's very famous in the United States, probably not here, Evan Gershkovich, who's the Wall Street Journal reporter.
Мы столько сделали жестов доброй воли, что, мне кажется, мы исчерпали все лимиты.
We have done so many gestures of goodwill out of decency that I think we have run out of them.
Ни разу не ответил. Но
we have never seen anyone reciprocate to us in a similar manner. However, in theory, we can say that we do not rule out that we can do that.
Исключаем. Того, что мы можем
if our partners take reciprocal steps. I do not rule out that the person you refer to, Mr. Gershkovich, may return to his motherland. By the end of the day, it does not make any sense to keep him in prison in Russia. We want the U.S. Special Services to think about how they can contribute to achieving the goals our Special Services are pursuing. We are ready to talk. Moreover, the talks are underway. And there have been many successful examples of these talks crowned with success. Probably this is going to be crowned with success as well. But we have to come to an agreement.
You can read between the lines, can't you? There's no reason for us to continue to hold him. I don't see why he can't go back to his homeland. But we need some kind of exchange. And yes, Russia has various Russians being held in other countries, and they want the U.S. State Department to help them get their people free from those other countries. That's what they're suggesting. All right, coming up, you go to Hawaii, you're not going to be able to carry a gun anyway, but they don't even believe the Second Amendment.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I'm always glad to have new sponsors, but I have turned some down. See, I only endorse clients if I believe in them. And I've been a spokesman for John Beal for 10 years. Through those years, listeners said they went with John Beal because they trusted me. And just recently, a woman named Mary wrote, "We got a John Beal roof based on your recommendation." Thank you, Mary, and all the others for calling John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Sometimes you want to do something extra special for someone. Vincent's Jewelers can help you. Maybe you want to do something for yourself, mark a date, something you accomplished. It doesn't have to be anything really expensive, but it has to mean something now and for the future. Vincent's, locally owned, just asked for the chance to work with you, as they have with me, on Olive, just east of 270. Every day, new specials at vincentsjewelers.com or Vincent's Facebook.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
I have a personal story about why I trust McGuire Moving and Storage. A relative needed to escape an unhealthy relationship. Josh, Christine, and the McGuire team were understanding, even comforting. That's why I'm honored to endorse McGuire. Since 1935, McGuire's been moving and caring for families. So, moving a home, office, local, or long distance, McGuireMoving.com, McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So, Joe Biden made a remark last night that, with everything else going on, kind of got glossed over. I made a note of it at the time, and I wanted to make sure we covered it. Because, I mean, he was basically on the attack against the journalist as he went forward to pride himself and make it clear that the special counsel decided they would file no charges against him handling classified material. But he wanted it to stop at that point, not inquire deeper. That is just, they said they would not file charges against me. But the prosecutor basically said we won't do it because he would appear to be a sympathetic old man in front of a jury or anyone we put him in front of, and he would probably get off anyway. So who's going to want to put an old man like that in jail for mishandling materials? But he was declared that he did willfully mishandle them. That part Joe wants you to forget. That part the entire left wants you to forget, and does the White House. They were putting out remarks immediately saying those kinds of statements about the president in that interview, they were basically out of line. They were vicious, ugly, mean, and pointing out that the special counsel, her, was someone who had been appointed originally by Trump to a federal position. Of course they're going to play the Trump card. You knew that. And, of course, the other thing that got him all fired up was that he was quoted by the special counsel that Biden couldn't remember the day his son had died. And Biden said, of course I know the day my son died. How can I forget it? And then he went very sympathetic. And I would say, for allowance, legitimately and appropriately sympathetic, losing a child. But I also pointed out the previous hour that I don't recall the date I lost my father. That was pretty devastating to me, but I've blocked it from my mind. I just have. But he was wearing a rosary that was apparently marking the date of his son's passing. He said, of course I remember it. So again, he was saying, I'm perfectly fit. Well, Illinois Congressman Miller, Republican, has already called for either him to resign or the 25th Amendment to be invoked. We'll come to that in a moment. But now there's another source coming out, and this is a Democrat, Congressman Phillips. He says, and I'm going to quote him directly here, on CNN, he said, this is Congressman Dean Phillips, Democrat, Minnesota, said it appears a crime was committed by Joe Biden, how he handled classified documents. Now, you've got to keep in mind, when Dean Phillips makes that remark, that he's also wanting a spot in the White House. And he was asked by the CNN host, so you said it appears a crime was committed. Do you think Robert Hurst should have charged him? And he said, well, based on what I read, he said there was evidence. He recognized that. But by presenting it, they called him an elderly man with a fading memory, and that would be too sympathetic in front of a jury. And I think there was a lot in that report that was unnecessary. It may be true. It's still unnecessary, and it saddens me. But he said, Biden's memory and his activity, his cognitive ability, he said, quote, fairly self-evident if people are watching. Yeah, that is true. And the other point that Joe Biden made last night just kind of slipped under a little bit, was remarking about Israel's response to the terrorist activities in Gaza. Remember, there was peace between Israel and those living, the Palestinians in Gaza, until October 7, when Hamas attacked Israel, killing innocent men, women, and children. And, of course, he's asked repeatedly, and I told you from the beginning, even though he would declare that I stand with Bibi Netanyahu, we are standing together with Israel, I said, you watch, slowly more and more daylight will show between them. And it started out as being shoulder to shoulder, and now it's almost a semi-truck difference to where they stand, and growing. They're still pushing for a sustained ceasefire. Of course, that's exactly what Hamas wants. More opportunities, get more weapons in, get their people better secured. But obviously caught in the middle of it are the innocents, the Palestinians who had nothing to do with it. It's just that they've got Hamas in their midst, hiding under the baby beds, as I say. And the only way to get to those terrorists is to go through their human shields, which means collateral damage, unfortunate term I don't like, but it applies because the intent is not to kill Palestinians who are innocent. But Biden made a remark last night that Israel's response to Hamas terror in Gaza has been, three words here, over the top. Over the top. I said they were a tractor trailer apart. Now make that almost three states apart if you're trying to look for a measurement for the daylight between them. In fact, the last push from Blinken, he was going to go to Israel after some of his latest Mideast excursions, and he was going to try to convince the Israeli government to have the sustain and more of a ceasefire. And Israel said, we're not stopping. We're not stopping until we decide to stop, and we stop when we've eliminated Hamas. So Blinken didn't go. Now back to Joe Biden's cognitive ability, and now calls for maybe we need to enact the 25th Amendment of the Constitution. This was passed back in 1967. Trying to figure out, we don't have it in the Constitution, what do we do to fill the vacancy if the president cannot do it? So the 25th Amendment was passed. Section 1, in case of the removal of the president from office or of his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president. Shall. Imperative. Shall become president. Section 2, whenever there is a vacancy in the office of the vice president, The president shall nominate a vice president who shall take office upon confirmation by a majority vote of both houses of Congress. So if something happens to Kamala right now, she resigns or something bad befalls her, not that I'm wishing for it, then under Section 2, the president shall nominate someone to fill her place. Section 3 of the 25th Amendment, whenever the president transmits to the president and the pro tem of the Senate, which would be the vice president, and the Speaker of House, his written declaration that he acknowledges, he being the president, he, she, it's written he at this point, unable to discharge the powers and duties of the office, and until he transmits to them a written declaration to the contrary, in other words, take it back, say, no, I'm good now, I'm good to go, then those powers and duties shall be discharged by the vice president as acting president. And then Section 4, whenever the vice president and a majority of either the principal officers of the executive departments or other such body as Congress may by law provide, transmit to the president, president pro tem of the Senate, which again would be the VP, and the Speaker of the House, their written declaration, the president is unable to discharge his powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall, the word shall carries a lot of weight, immediately assume the powers and duties of the office as acting president. So in other words, if the cabinet comes together and declares he can't do the job anymore and Kamala goes along with it, Biden is out and she's in as acting president. There's more to it, but it's all inside the 25th Amendment. But the calls are getting louder. And why? Well, because of what we've seen going on with him. All right, let me turn our attention to another subject here. Facebook, as you know, will often, and maybe it's happened to you, bans people, organizations, news reporters, Larry Connors USA, for anything we put up that they don't like. They just say, we're going to ban you. Well, wait till you hear who they ban now. Now, before I get into the declaration of who they ban now, it just so happened that just today I get a text from a poker-playing buddy of mine, and he said, Facebook policing my comments. WTF. What the fun? What the funny? What does that mean? I don't know. WTF. LOL. What's that? Lots of laughs? Or is that love? I'm not up to all those little things. Of course I am, and you are too. So my friend Scott, I don't know what he originally put up, but I see part of what he's shared with me on the screen, that he got a notice from Facebook, and it came down to saying something about he had, was threatening physical term or a direct threat to public safety. And it, what he sent me, he said, if you cut me, I'm going to punch you in the back. And he shared it on my page. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Scott. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. And below that statement, so apparently that's what he put in there, that they considered a direct threat to public safety because he stated, if you cut me, I'm going to punch you in the back. Now, I know why he did that, because we're watching a boxing match at his house one time while playing poker. And he was telling the guy, he said, punch him in the back, punch him in the back. But anyway, Facebook said, your comment goes against our community standards on violence and incitement. So they went after poor Scott. Well, Scott, you've got good company now. Let me share this with you. Meta, which is now the new name for Facebook and Instagram accounts, has banned someone else. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, due to repeated violations, they let him have numerous violations against dangerous individuals and organizations. They finally called him out because he wrote, we should wipe Israel off the map. Yeah, I would say that's a lot more than punch him in the back. The New York Post reporting that Meta permanently banning the Iranian Supreme Leader from all of its platforms because he wrote and repeatedly wiped Israel off the map, referring to Israel as a cancerous tumor which should be uprooted and destroyed. He has something like 5 million followers combined with his official Facebook, and they're all shut down. And, of course, they've long used inflammatory language against Israel anyway, and against the U.S. And they get praised. And all along we've been saying, if you're really serious about banning and stopping this stuff, why don't you start with enemies of our country? And just today, they decided to. Scott, you might have been the trigger. You might have been the trigger that if you say punch him in the back, that equates to erasing a nation off a map, so they have a new standard. Which reminds me, I'm having to deal with a very delicate issue with my Facebook followers on my personal page. Yes, I have two. I have a Larry Connors Facebook, my personal account, and Larry Connors USA Facebook, which is the radio page. I use them both primarily for promoting the show and other things. And on the personal page, I will sometimes have things about poker and so forth in it. But here's my dilemma. They sent me a notice the other day, you have reached 5,000 on your personal page. I look at the number, it says 4,900. Well, it must be above that. They just haven't updated. They said, you either have, first they said, do not add any more or we will have to start deleting some of your friends and contacts. So I put out a notice on Facebook to those 5,000. Thank you for following me, but I'm trying to figure out what I do. If I haven't had contact with you recently, I guess I'm going to have to take somebody off, and especially if I really don't know you, and I try to accept everyone. But then I'm referring you now. Go to Larry Connors USA Facebook, Larry Connors USA Facebook. You can do that. They don't have a limit on that, and we're already, I think, at, I don't know, I haven't looked at it lately, 13,000 or close to it or something. I think they're actually throttling it back. We've been at that same number for 2 years, so I think they're actually holding it back. But you can sign up for that, even if I have to, or they take you off of Larry Connors' personal Facebook. Is that right, Quentin? We're at 13,000, just under that, for Larry Connors USA Facebook. And it's been that way for 2 years, so I know they're holding it back. All right, I mentioned earlier that going to Hawaii, you have to consider they may not like guns. Well, you can't fly in a plane unless you take special precautions to do it to get there. But here's the bigger deal. This month, the Hawaii Supreme Court issued a decision saying that the Hawaii Constitution basically is not restricted by the U.S. Constitution. They are basically saying states retain the authority to require individuals have a license before carrying firearms in public. So, in other words, your Second Amendment right does not exist in Hawaii. And the way they read it is really strong. They're pointing out that you cannot carry a gun outside your home for self-defense. For self-defense, you're not allowed to carry it. Now, granted, you shouldn't be carrying it just to go out and create mayhem and murder. But a Second Amendment would still allow you to start that process. But Hawaii wants to think now it's above the U.S. Constitution. I have an idea for you because it's a blue state, blue run right now. Why don't you consider submitting your withdrawing, seceding from the U.S.? Then you don't have a conflict with our Constitution, because otherwise I won't be coming to your island anymore. As if I were planning an immediate trip. As always, thanks for listening. Rob Carter next. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.